United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Roger Pryor greeting you again as we present Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you each week by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. For a safe investment, there's nothing better than savings bonds. Buy them regularly. Today's guest is one who is familiar to you all, the noted star of the motion picture screen, Mr. Edward Arnold. Before we bring him to our microphone, however, here's the Savings Bonds Orchestra under the direction of Harry Sosnick with one of Mr. Sosnick's own compositions in Riobamba. Distinguished guest star, Mr. Edward Arnold, in a scene from an RKO picture in which he starred a short time ago, All That Money Can Buy, based on the story of Stephen Vincent Benet, the devil and Daniel Webster. This is a story they tell in the border country where Massachusetts joins Vermont and New Hampshire. They say it happened a long time ago, but it could happen anytime, anywhere, to anybody. Once there was a New Hampshire farmer named Jabez Stone. He had about as much bad luck as a body could have, it seems, until one day, just after he'd broken a plowshare and a flinty old boulder that had been lying in wait for it just under the surface of the ground, he swore to himself that he was so all-fired mad that he'd sell his soul to the devil for 2 cents. That scared him some, because he was a man of religion. But there didn't seem to be anyone around, so he didn't worry. But he was wrong. There was someone around. For the very next day, a man who called himself Scratch, drove up and took Jabez into the barn and completed the bargain. Well, sir, For the next 7 years, Jabez prospered more than you could possibly imagine. His crops came in when others failed. His livestock kept healthy and fat. He built a new home, and folks were even talking about running him for the state senate. Of course, Jabez didn't enjoy this prosperity very much because he knew that at the end of that 7 years, he'd have to keep his end of his bargain with the with Mr. Scratch. He did manage to get an extension for an extra 3 years, but when it came to getting more time, he met with a firm denial. In desperation, just about the time the 10 years were used up, he drove over to Marshfield and talked over his problem with Daniel Webster, who, being the big man he was and not afraid of anything, man or demon, immediately agreed to help him. So he and Daniel returned to the barn where the original bargain had been made. It's midnight, and Jabez Stone's contract is due.
Come in.
So we meet again, Mr. Webster.
Yes, I'm the attorney of record for Jabez Stone. Might I ask your name?
I've been called many. Scratch will do for this evening.
Well, Mr. Scratch, my client is prepared to offer a compromise. $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. Name your figure and I'll raise it, even if I have to mortgage my farm.
Your spirited efforts on behalf of your client do you credit, Mr. Webster. But I'm in no mood for compromise. I have Mr. Stone's signature on the mortgage. All legal and proper.
But a man isn't a piece of property. Mr. Stone is an American citizen. And an American citizen can't be forced into the service of a foreign prince.
Foreign? Who calls me a foreigner?
Well, I never heard of a... I never heard of you claiming American citizenship.
Who has a better right? When the first wrong was done the first Indian, I was there. When the first slaver put out for the Congo, I stood on the deck. Of course, the North claims me for a southerner and the South for a northerner, but I'm neither. To tell the truth, Mr. Webster, though I don't like to boast of it, my name is older in the country than yours.
Then I stand on the Constitution. I demand a jury trial for my client.
A special jury, I suppose?
Let it be the quick or the dead. So it be an American jury and an American judge.
And if you lose?
If I can't win this case with a jury, you can have me too. If two men from New Hampshire aren't a match for the devil, we'd better give the country back to the Indians.
But Daniel Webster was wrong in assuming that his opponent would give him a fair chance. With a sudden roar, the floor opened and up came the jury, one by one. There was Captain Kidd, who killed men for gold, and Simon Girty, the renegade who burned men for gold, and Governor Dale, who broke men on the wheel, and Asa, the black monk, who choked them to death, and the fiendish butchers Floyd Irison and Steve Bonnet and others like them, until the 12th juror came, General Benedict Arnold. Nor was the judge any better, for he was the infamous Justice Hawthorne, the witch burner of Salem. As Daniel Webster saw them take their places, he pleaded for a fair trial, but Scratch only laughed at him. For Daniel himself had agreed to any jury or any judge as long as they were Americans. Night wore on, with Webster losing point after point until, as the first streaks of dawn appeared low in the east, he stood up to make his final plea.
Gentlemen of the jury, I ask you to give Jabez Stone another chance to walk upon this earth among the trees, the growing corn and the smell of grasses in the spring. What would you all give for another chance to see those things you must all remember and often long to touch again? For you were all men once, but you lost your freedom, the freedom for which we came to these shores in boats and ships. Yes, we have planted freedom in this earth like wheat, and we have said to the skies above us, a man shall own his own soul. Now here is a man. He is your brother. You were Americans all. For hero or coward, champion or traitor, each man has played his part. You cannot side with evil, though evil you be. Let Jabez Stone keep his soul, which belongs not to him alone, but to his family, to his son, and to his country. Gentlemen of the jury, don't let this country go to the devil. Free Jabez Stone. God bless the United States and the men who set her free.
A fine speech, Mr. Webster. But we'll see what the jury has to say. Well, General Benedict Arnold, What does the jury say?
The jury has considered its verdict. Perhaps it is not strictly in accordance with the evidence. But even the damned may salute the eloquence of Daniel Webster. We find for the defendant, Jabez Stone.
You find... Well, I'll be... Mr. Webster, let me congratulate you.
Don't you congratulate me, you double-barreled, slab-sided, lantern-jawed crook! Get out of here! And don't you ever come back to the state of New Hampshire again!
Well, James,
I think we deserve a little breakfast.
Thank you, Edward Arnold. In a few moments, we'll have Mr. Arnold back again. Meanwhile, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with Just One of Those Things. Again, our special guest, radio's Mr. President, Edward Arnold. Ed, that was a swell performance and a thrilling one.
You know, Roger, this business of playing prominent Americans is getting to be quite a habit with me, even to this new program of mine, Mr. President. Well, as I was playing Daniel Webster again today, I couldn't help thinking that if Jabez Stone were living in these times, he wouldn't have to strike such an evil bargain to make his future secure. For any American can do it automatically through the regular purchase of United States savings bonds. I recommend United States savings bonds sincerely as a splendid way to build yourself a financial reserve. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye, Edward Arnold, and thank you for being with us. You've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you at this time each week by United States Savings Bonds and this station as a public service. Our thanks to today's guest, Edward Arnold, and to RKO for permission to use a scene from their picture, All That Money Can Buy. Tune in again next week for another fine show. Meanwhile, this is Roger Pryor bidding you goodbye with the reminder that the purchase of United States Savings Bonds is a fine investment in your own country and in your own future.